Members of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, or OPEC, along with Russia, have agreed to hold production steady for now, and that will leave most of their existing oil production cuts in place. After tanking last spring, oil prices have been rising in recent weeks to pre-pandemic levels. That usually means a drilling frenzy and a lot more oil being pumped. But U.S. oil producers have actually been under pressure to keep production down. And as NPR's Camila Domonoske reports, that pressure is coming from a surprising source: oil investors.
Why would oil investors want less oil? Well, over the last decade, the fracking revolution sent U.S. oil production skyrocketing. Investors poured money into the industry, even after a price crash in 2014. They thought that investment would pay off, but
the people that came in and put money to work in 2016 got burned.
Dan Pickering is the chief investment officer of Pickering Energy Partners. The thing about the oil market is the more oil that's for sale, the less each individual barrel is worth. And companies with all that Wall Street money went a little overboard. They just pumped more and more and more. They made a lot of oil, but not a lot of money. And that was even before the pandemic crisis.
It was a very challenging time period to own oil and gas assets.
The shale revolution made America the world's biggest oil producer. But that boom in oil was a bust for profits. So now?
Investing for the sake of growth is not what investors want. Growth got us more barrels. It got us too many barrels. It got us low prices. It got us weak returns.
Less oil, more money per barrel. That's what investors are pushing for now. That is, if they're investing in oil at all.
Many of the investors have left with a bad taste in their mouth, and they're not going to come back anytime soon.
Manas Satapathy is a managing director at Accenture Strategy, a consulting firm. He says a lot of major investors are tired of giving oil companies money with nothing to show for it, and they're worried about climate change. Those could be separate concerns. Even if investors were seeing big profits today, they could worry about environmental issues. But for the last few years, short-term profits and climate concerns, they've been pushing in the same direction. Scott Stringer is the New York City comptroller. He and a board of trustees manage one of America's largest public pension funds. And the city recently pulled $4 billion of those pension funds out of fossil fuel investments.
The data doesn't lie. These are not investments that will grow a pension fund potentially.
Stringer says the fund takes a long view, so it's not just about oil's recent performance. But analysts say those dismal returns can make it easier for investors to walk away. So on the one hand, you have big funds pulling out of oil. And on the other hand, the investors who remain are pushing for less oil and more profit. That's putting pressure on the oil industry not to go wild. But oil companies like to drill for oil. It's kind of what they do.
The fear is that companies start throwing all their money into growing.
Rebecca Fitz is with Boston Consulting Group's Center for Energy Impact.
It's the issue to watch over the next year.
Everyone is waiting to see, as oil prices go up and up, if the oil industry's newfound sense of restraint will stick around. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.